Blog Talk Radio.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our human resource. And when we came here, most of the time we didn't have shoes, we went barefoot. Huh? Stripped a black woman of whatever little cat rag she had.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced Tonight, our Sunday night edition of our new series called God versus the Devil. Our host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Dr. Washington. Dr. Washington, are you there with us, sir?
I am here. Peace. Peace, family.
Yes, sir. Okay, we got Brother Ramel with us as well, too, there in the studio. Greetings there to you, General. General Ramel.
I think he might have got off, brother. I'm not sure. But I know know he's here.
Okay.
All
right.
And
we got
to see him too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
looks like
we
got
calling
another
out of the 917 4274 area code. Okay, and what we're going to do, we're going to bid them greetings, and we're going to unmute his mic. 917, greetings there to you. 917, last four is 4274. How you be this evening?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Greetings to you.
Yeah, no, this is me, Shabaka. I see
okay.
Ramel dropped in, the caller from 917. Is that Melchizedek?
No, I'm on. I'm in. Melchizedek Shabbat
yes,
Shalom.
Yes, sir.
Greetings
there to you, Elder. Greetings to you, Elder. Thank you so very, very much for joining us this evening. Okay, and I believe General Ramel is getting right back in, okay? So I'm just sitting in here, gentlemen, you know, just in as over tonight. Our host tonight is the one and only Dr. Washington. And also, too, we got General Ramel with us, and greetings to Brother McChesnick, you know, the elder with the great knowledge. Okay, you there, General Ramel? Okay, General Ramel, you there? 719-404.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah,
can you hear me? Yes, sir. Okay,
okay, for some reason you couldn't hear me with the headphones on. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I
sir.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on real quick. Tell me if you can hear me now.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear me now?
Indeed.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah,
Pete.
Yeah.
This Ramel is saying that people of the universe think. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also, too, we have the elder with us as well, too, gentlemen. Okay, so I'm just sitting here on the sidelines, you know what I'm saying? And this is our weekly Sunday series, God versus the Devil. Okay, our host is the one and only Dr. Washington. Okay, and we're going to be turning it over to Dr. Washington. Okay, gentlemen, have a great show. I'm right here if you need me. Drop knowledge.
Yes,
that's peace.
Thank you so much for the help with the boards, Shabaka. As you know, this is my second time hosting the show here on your platform, and I appreciate the help. I'm not that acquainted with this program, but we getting there, so maybe things will run a little bit smoother in the future. But glad to have my co-hosts, the General Rommel and the Elder, the Honorable Melchizedek Supreme Shabazz Allah. And this is God versus the Devil, the series where we present the solutions offered by God, from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the black man in America and all over our planet. Everybody that's listening this evening, we hope you're in good spirits and everything is peace in your home. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. The guest number is 516-418-5996. Rommel, you want to do the introductions?
So, the people of the universe, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you
sir.
Hear me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. People of the universe, thank you for listening to God versus the Devil, brought to you by Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. My name is Rommel Understanding, the Angel of Peace from the East, Understanding, Understood, and Neighborhood New You. I'd like to introduce our star show cast of hosts, the one and only Dr. Nas Bone and the Most High Priest from New York, Melchizedek Shabazz Supreme Allah. This show is based on 120 degrees of lessons, commonly known as the Supreme Wisdom. We will take time to expand on how these life-giving and life-living lessons are incorporated into our daily lives. Peace to the universe. And first of all, I want to talk about the condition and the position of the black woman. That's what I want to talk about, you know, because, you know, the original man can't exist without his original woman. You know, the sun needs the earth, you know, sun, moon, and stars, you know, mind, body, and soul, you know, and I just want to see what you brothers have to say as far as the black woman, her condition and her position in reality right now as it stands.
Wow.
Start off with you, Brother Nosbone.
I mean, that's a subject, that's a deep subject that we could go into, and we finna get into it. As you said, the black man is going nowhere without the black woman, and the black woman is going nowhere without the black man. And I'm here in Denver, Colorado, and I wasn't born and raised here, but this is like interracial city. Like, I mean, it's very rare that I actually see two black people together here in this city. And I don't know if that's something that's occurring all across America, but here in Denver, I mean, it seems to be a serious issue. I mean, most of the brothers I associate with, brother, they got white women. And you don't want to be respectful, but you got to be truthful at the same time. And it's like, I mean, does the black man love the black woman, or does the black woman love the black man? I certainly love the black woman, and I know we need each other. So we gotta get our woman under control. That's the bottom line.
True indeed. And the reason I ask that, you know, going into the Helios Biblios, the holy book, or as they call it, the Holy Bible, which, yeah, it's contaminated, but it's teaching a lesson, you know, that, you know, the snake goes after Eve because she couldn't convince Adam. So I see that in today's society, the devil, as it stands, always aims at the black woman because she's the baby's first teacher. Am I right or am I wrong? Melchizedek Shabazz Supreme Allah, Most High Priest.
Well, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said that in the last day, in the last days, the last trick that the devil has is he's going to give his woman to the black man.
Yes, sir.
And this is what's taking place today. Now, when you see a black man with a white woman, that's not a black man. That's a white man. Okay, that's a white mentality.
Wow.
Come under heading of Yaku's son, because that's his mentality. Don't forget when the integration program started. Black man being attracted to white women, that started 5,400 years ago, because after 600 years of making the devil, after 600 years when the devil was completed, they came back into the Holy Land. You understand? Into Mecca,
yes,
and by the black, the white woman was fair seeming to the black man, because he never saw a Caucasian woman before. You understand? And the black woman was attracted to the Caucasian man, because she never saw a Caucasian man before. So you see, and that's when they start mingling, because the unalakal track, and that's mingling and so forth took place. Now, that same performance that took place 5,400 years ago is taking place today, because in the last day, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the devil, the Caucasian man, the white man, will give his daughter, give his woman to the black man, turn her loose on the black man. Okay? Now, when you see a black man with a white woman, he's a weak black man. You understand? You follow what I'm trying to say? He's a grafted mentality, because he's black on the outside, but he's white on the inside. And when you see a black woman with a white man, that's a weak black woman, because she has a graftation mentality. Because you see the black on the white on the black on the outside, but white on the inside. So they're only reacting to they works, action deeds, or their performance. You understand? Or their desire. Or what they want to do all the time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's a subtle desire to actually be white, because you're going to produce children that are not exactly you, correct?
Right.
So it's actually that grafted process still taking place right here in America, where you got some black people. I think I was listening to Dr. Umar, and they was talking about some of these rappers, and they was like putting down the dark skinned sisters. You know, they want light skin, or they want a white woman, and you know, some of the sisters are feeling some type of way about it, and they feel like they got to get the hair and the makeup and try to make themselves look as much like a white woman in order to attract a black man.
Right.
Right.
There you go. Right.
Yeah, so
okay, now
we got to love our black woman. Go ahead, brother.
The purpose of the black woman, which is the original black woman, which is the queen mother of civilization, her position is she's a vehicle or means of transportation. You understand?
Yeah.
Because the knowledge of Allah, of the black man or God, reproduced himself without the woman, that hasn't taken place since 66 trillion years coming this way. But 66 trillion years going back the other way, the black man was able to reproduce himself without the agency of a woman. You understand?
Yes,
but since the 66 trillion years ago, after the explosion, okay, when Shabazz got dissatisfied because he couldn't get everybody to speak the same language, and we all know there's only one language Shabazz wants everybody to speak, and that's freedom, justice, and equality. And so when other gods don't go along with that, that when Shabazz blow up stuff.
I'm glad you build on that, God, because you know, that 66 trillion years ago, that's talking about the deportation of the moon. Supposedly, the moon and the earth were once one, and even in Darwinism, they teach that the moon and the earth were once one, and their exact timeline is exactly the same as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's. Now, I have a different take on it. I think that the story itself, because, you know, I think the story itself deal with symbolism, you know, instead of being literally, but, you know, to each his own. You know, I do see what you're saying as far as the separation from the moon and the earth, you know, where the moon went up 35,000 and the earth goes down 66,000 miles. And, you know, I do remember that in lessons, and that deals with the eighth degree in 140, what makes rain, hail, snow, earthquakes. So I just wanted to say I'm on the same page with you, brother. Go ahead,
okay,
Dr. Nasmo.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'm just going off of what you're saying, Melchizedek, because I believe you're absolutely right in exact. There was a time with the original man when we did not have, when the woman wasn't separated from us. But when that took place, she is absolutely our vehicle today. Now, you got some of these brothers I've been seeing on social media, they're running around with this madness talking about the black man is not God, but the black woman is God. So what's your take on that? How do you see that?
Any black man said that he's not God and the black woman is God, that's a homosexual.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's real.
You understand?
That's a serious debate going on in the community. The brothers are saying the black woman is God, the black man is not God, and it's one of the most foolish things I've ever heard, because even the devil with his science bears witness that the black man is in fact God, because we have the Y and the X chromosome, and it is the father that determines whether his child is going to be a boy or a girl, and we can go into the science, but all mathematics points to that the true and living God is in fact the Asiatic black man. But
if a black woman is God, can she reproduce without the agency of a black man?
Absolutely not. Cannot.
So she's not God. Because God can produce without her.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Anytime you have a black man speaking like that, it just he lacks understanding, and he refused to accept the reality of the fact that the black man is God. Some black men are afraid of their own universal, their only universal identification. Everybody cannot accept the reality of the fact and comprehend the reality of the fact and look in the mirror and accept themselves as God. That when you accept yourself as God, that's a powerful reality. That you got
yes,
to deal
sir.
With.
It's a lot of responsibility. It falls on your shoulders.
That's his own self. Good point. Now, the average black man that has a fear of accepting himself as God is because they don't want to accept the responsibility of being God. Because when you accept the reality of the fact that you are God, then you accept the whole complete responsibility, carry into practice, show and prove, and make knowledge born that you are God through all of your works, actions, and deeds.
Exactly.
Truly. Arm, leg, arm, head.
Yes. There's nothing impossible for God. God destroyed that impossible when he made it possible by self-creating himself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. From nothing. From nothing. Yes.
But from nothing. Right. Now, the purpose of the woman only means woman means weak man. That's all. You understand? Okay.
Wow.
Now, but the woman serves the purpose of a vehicle or means of transportation where God can enter her, put a seed in her, and it stays from 7 to 9 months. You understand? And then after 9 months, comes out in another generation. But
yes,
it's still God. God can put her, put a seed in her today and go through her for the process for the 7 to 9 months. And after the 9 months, come out another generation and still be God.
So it's a vessel.
So she's right. So the black woman is secondary, but yet necessary for a vehicle or means of transportation for God to get from one generation to another generation.
The problem. Go ahead, Brother Osborne.
No, I think me and you go to the same place. Is that you talk that to these sisters nowadays? They'll look at you like you crazy, which they don't understand. That the most powerful role that a woman can take is that of mother. You know, the most powerful women in history have been mothers. A lot of people don't know that the lady who runs Congress, Nancy Pelosi, she was a stay-at-home mother. She's telling black people to abort their babies, but she never had a job other than congresswoman than being a stay-at-home mother. So you can't say because a woman stays at home and takes care of her children that she can't be intelligent, because you got a woman that all she knows is being a housewife and she's running the Congress.
Right. Damn.
Okay. Now, a woman, a God can get a woman will believe whatever a God tell her and follow God no matter where he want her to go. But the first thing that God got to do, which a lot of gods don't do, the first thing a God got to do when he's dealing with the female is win her love. Win her love. Once you win her love, when that woman falls in love with you, she'll follow you to any where you're going, north, west, east, or south. She will follow you unquestionably once you win her love. But instead of him winning her love, he goes into a whole lot of science. He ain't won her love yet. You understand? Because y'all experience, I know y'all experienced this in life already. When a woman love a man, there's nothing she won't do for that man. You understand what I'm trying to say?
But you
got to win that love first. Now, how do you win that love? Through kindness, affection, attention, so forth, strength, and so forth. But a lot of us, some of us get into a relationship with a woman, we start going to high science. What are you going to high science for? You ain't won her love yet.
So instead of her bringing her to you,
you're driving her from you. You're frightening her. You're scaring her. You got her all up in the universe, and you ain't even kissed her on her neck first.
Yes, sir.
You haven't romanced her. You got to romance a woman. A woman got to be romanced.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't go into the science and so forth. You can come to her with the knowledge and the wisdom, but you got to do it in a fine mist that her naked eye cannot detect under the heading of romancing. Romancing. We have to get into romancing a woman, and when you're romancing a woman, you bring that sincere love that's deep down in her to the surface, and when she becomes fall in love with you, there's nothing she won't do for you. Now you can come with the Islam, you understand? Or the knowledge of self, or universal knowledge, or you can come with her with the program of the duties of an MGT in a GCC.
Okay, yes, sir.
And she'll bake you a bean pie.
mm-hmm. Indeed.
So when we talk, indeed. Go ahead. I talked to Brother Rommel, and I told Brother Rommel one of my ideas is to create like a matchmaking firm for black people. You know, to like arrange marriages for black people. You know, like to bring like the top black men together with the top black women. Now, this is not necessarily a love situation. So, does because, you know, in Africa, most of our people do marriage through arranged marriages. So you don't have any sisters that don't have husbands over there in our society the way we do it in the East. So do you think that is the best program in terms of marriage for our people here in the wilderness of North America?
Well, the nation has had a big program like that once a year.
Yeah.
They call it Get Acquainted. Get Acquainted.
Right.
And,
right.
And it should be in different locations where for single brothers and single sisters. And they had that for years going on. I don't know if they still got it going on. But where the brothers and sisters, wherever you were, your location was free to go and attend.
Yes,
it was like for a weekend thing where get acquainted to FOI, getting acquainted to MGT, MGT getting acquainted. And a lot of brothers and sisters came out with some positive relationships. You see?
Yes, sir.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea, and it works. See, because it draws, it attracts a positive-minded brother with sincerity and a positive-minded sister with sincerity, who's honest and wants a relationship with one on the of the same way of life. You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, a civilized brother is sincere. He wants a civilized sister. And a civilized sister is sincere. She wants a civilized brother. So the only two civilized male and female that's out here is those who have knowledge of themselves and is conscious, you understand, and about come under the heading the Islamic heading of love, respect, you know, and a meaningful relationship. I'm gonna go this way, in the name of Allah and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or in the name of Allah and sincere teachings. You understand what I'm trying to say? A meaningful relationship. Now, the reason why a civilized woman is very attracted to a civilized man, because he's not caught up in the vices. You understand? He's not into the alcohol, the drugs, the marijuana, stuff like that.
He's neat.
I beg your pardon?
So that has to be a screening process to make sure that, you know, brothers being expected, sisters have been expected, making sure that, you know, they're not living that savage life. You ain't introducing a brother who's really a savage to a to a sister, because, like you said, she's the vehicle by which God reproduces Himself. So we gotta, when we're doing that, we gotta keep in mind what's gonna be the fruit of that relationship. What type of children is gonna come out of this?
Right. Well, let me tell you. Now you have a lot of civilized sisters. Who's civilized, culture, refined, highly intelligent. Some got their own homes and condos, nice cars, positions, some retired, and so forth. They want a civilized man on the same level. And a sister like that, she has heaven already. But all she thinks she's lacking is a civilized man to share it with. You understand? And the brothers who's on that level, they have the opportunity of touching base with a sister like that. See, some brothers, you can build a heaven. You can build a heaven on your own, and sometimes you can walk in heaven as long as you know how to act when you get there. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir. And the way you act
when you get there, a sister will let you know, everything I have is just as much yours as it is mine. So you in there, all you got to do is hang your hat up and be civilized, cultured, and refined, show your respect, appreciation, your love, affection, your gratefulness, and just do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? We have to get into one basic understanding. The name of the day is do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what's right to do, do it. No excuses. What's right is right,
indeed.
What's wrong is wrong. Do the right thing, and when you stay focused on doing the right thing, then the right thing gonna come in your direction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Shivaka, because I hear you trying to get in. Go ahead, Shivaka.
Okay, now my question is this. Now, when a brother is trying to do the right thing, you know, and he chooses a sister or she chooses him, you know, if that is the appropriate term, that elder, and, you know, and she figures, how should I say, that with him trying to do the right thing, that this guy is a sucker or a mark. So how do we defend ourselves against that, number one? And number two, how can we go about to change that mindset?
Well, if the brother stay focused on do the right thing and applying it consistently, there's no way she can take for granted or think he's a sucker. You understand? Because
okay.
to do the right thing consistently, your works, actions, and deeds don't change. If your works, actions, and deeds of good, a civilized, cultured, refined, and do the right thing, and that's consistently on a 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There's no way. It's too powerful for her to take to think that he's a sucker. You understand? And she's gonna want to hold on to, and she's gonna want to hold on to that relationship, and she's gonna do her part and contribute to that relationship because she knows she's dealing with a God. And every woman wants a God that's kind to practice works, acts, and deeds of a God consistently. You understand what I'm trying to say? As long as she sees that he's consistent in his works, acts, and deeds, and his love, affection, and appreciation to her, every woman wants that kind of man. And when they touch base with a man like that, her whole world, now listen, she might be a homeowner, a condo owner, a business, a automobile. She could be retired. She in heaven. I'm gonna use the word. She has heaven complete. Only thing she's lacking is that type of a man. She touched base with that type of a man. Hey, he got a man in the shade. All he gotta do is come home, hang up his hat. You know what I'm trying to say? And relax and watch a video on her 50 screen TV. You know, while she's in the kitchen making him a bean pie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're doing the right thing, because powerful. The right and exact is the powerfulest forces in the universe. Right and exact, powerful.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, but you have to make up your mind to do the right thing. And I say this to all of us out there. All the hell we've been through, we should want to do the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Once you go right, you can't go wrong. Once you go right, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
You're right. Once you do right, you ain't going to lose. You're going to
be right.
Exactly. You know, I think what Shabaka was getting at with his question, he's really talking about the unlike attracts, because usually when you're a good, decent brother, usually, or a good, decent sister, you usually attract unlike. You understand what I'm saying? Like it's the unlike attract. Like, because you're good, you're not necessarily attracting good, but I agree with what you're saying, Melchizedek. Once you've made up your mind that you got your own program, no matter what, and it's a righteous program, then a woman is going to fall in line no matter what. Because like the Most Holy Muhammad said, that the woman's nature is to worship the man. That's her nature, is to worship you.
That's right.
But you got to have a program. You got to be doing something that she can get involved in with, that she wants to contribute to. So you have to have something going on already.
And all you got to do, and the key is win her love. And you can win any woman's love with love, affection, appreciation, and attention.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay,
we're giving good information, and brothers have to keep in mind that we deal with root knowledge here. The woman is the vehicle for the God. So we're dealing with root knowledge here. Right? So you got to have that in mind, too, when you're looking at it, sister. I always think in terms of what type of children would this woman produce me. Like, is this a woman that's going to produce children that if I die or something happens to me, she's going to continue giving my children the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad? That's number one for me.
Okay. Well, hold up. Number two, she might have one or two children.
She may.
And, she's the woman. If she's the woman that you connect with, which is your A light, then her children becomes your children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, that's the reality of the black community. You liable to meet a sister who already has one or two children. You know, that's another serious issue. You know, we gotta deal with some brothers. I've seen it, get in a relationship with a sister, she has children, and he makes that kind of commitment, but he's really not that committed. You see what I'm saying? To children that's not his. You know, I don't know whether the other father's still in the picture, and that type of chaos that we got going on in our community.
Right. Then he shouldn't have gotten involved with her in the first place.
Right.
He's lacked development. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
he's lacked development.
Yes, sir.
Because when you touch base with a sister on that level, brother, hey, whatever belongs to her becomes yours.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
You and I verse, brother.
Right.
That's where the universe comes into the picture.
And I'm gonna tell you something else. We have a head start. You wanna know why? You got about 20 women out here to each man.
Damn.
I was talking to my auntie yesterday, and she told me, you know, when she went to Atlanta, she was like, the sisters look really angry down there because it's like they don't have no brothers. And my cousin was telling me she went to one of the gay clubs they got down there, and she told me all of the brothers she seen in there, like brothers that look like straight up thug gangsters that she seen in a gay bar. And it's like, man, I mean, black woman is in, you know, like Melchizedek said, she got the career, she got heaven, but you don't have no man. So what's the solution to that problem? Is it our brothers going to have to start taking three or four wives or what?
Yes,
okay,
sir. It says that in Isaiah.
Let me tell you how powerful a woman is. You go to any bank between 9 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon, the majority of the people in there are women putting money in, taking money out, and doing business transactions.
Yeah.
You go to any airport from 9 in the morning to midnight, the majority of the people getting off the plane is women getting off the plane or making plane reservations, you understand, or getting off the plane or getting on the plane or making plane reservations. You go to the average homeowner is a woman. The average automobile owner is a woman. Go to any college. The majority of the students in college are women. Go to any church. The average church is packed with women. And don't sleep on church because the woman your A light that you touch base with just might be in church, okay? And the only reason why she goes to church is she's trying to hold on to her respectability as a lady. She don't want to be out there in a bar or a club or whatever. You understand? The church is just a place to go to keep up her respectability. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, because I sometimes go to a huge church out here in New York. Sometimes I'll go there. And trust me, if you go there one or two Sundays, they'll let you know how do you enjoy the services? Or you come back Sunday, my name is Sister So-and-so, or sometimes they invite you out for lunch, or what do you do? You'll get, you'd be surprised the invitations you will get on a respectable level. You understand? Well, a brother,
right.
You understand? So you don't know where you might touch base with that one for you.
True.
But it's going, to happen.
I lost, see, and heard everywhere.
Right. Now, hold up. It's going to happen. Now, what do you got to do? You got to, I'm talking about all of us. We got to what?
Yes,
repolish
sir.
Our diamond. Repolish your diamond. You got, I said, military, repolish your diamond. Yeah. Neat, clean, organized, clean shaven, head neatly trimmed. You know, no matter what, be neat, clean, organized, mannerism. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Can I pardon me? Can I excuse me? Can I help you? We got to get into the class and our principles of our performance. I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Culture refinement.
That's what we need.
Culture refinement. We have to polish up the character of being a gentleman. A gentleman. You understand? And when you get an invite to go to wherever a gathering is taking place, and somebody give you an invite and you go, that's where they are. I don't care where you go, as long as you repolish your diamond, you're gonna attract somebody. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because you can walk back. Let me tell you this. You can go into an atmosphere. Oh, it can be 100 people there. You don't see the 100, but the 100 see you.
Yes,
damn.
Sir. Yes,
you understand?
Sir.
Because of your magnetic attracting power. See, we have what we call magnetic attracting power. When you have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, you're lit up. We don't see it because that's us. Like other people see it. You're lit
right,
up. You're
right.
Different.
Right.
You're different. You show me a brother now with understanding. He's different. He stands out. I don't care
that's
where
what
you
makes
go.
It original.
You can spot. You can spot who light is on and who light is off. You can spot the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You see.
That's what makes us the original man, God.
Right. But my point is, the day is the day of opportunity, and all we have to do is prepare ourselves for the opportunity, because when you think it's so far away, that's when it's so close.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. You know, and just to add on to that, you know, there's three things that we must be. We gotta be organized, observant, and seize any opportunity that comes our way. That all deals with patterning our lives according to these life teachings known as mathematics or Islam. And, you know, when you pattern it, things come together. It's like, you know, today is the 26th. That's the Z. The 26th letter in the alphabet is a Z. That's zigzag zig. That's a pattern, a sewing pattern. And when you sewing and stitching and you mending things together, it's like you putting your life together. And it all comes together fine-tuned and organized in the right fashion. You know?
Right, sir. Right. You're 100% right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, now I'd like to ask our host, okay, you know, when you guys came on the platform, you know, I just want to say, man, you know, we're coming along. You know, we got a few rough edges to sand out, but we definitely got a diamond in the rough on this here. So I definitely, you know, give all praise and respect to our host and also to the elder and, of course, General Rommel as well. And that dude should spot. I think that dude hosts a podcast sometimes, every now and then.
Yes,
you know Chewbacca's
black experience in hands.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer, you know, and he's a brother like us all who've been beat down by society, you know, here in his twilight years, you know. And before, you know, he makes the transition, you know, I'm very, very happy, you know, that such as these platforms exist, you know, such as Frontline Black News, also, too, such as Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. And I definitely, definitely appreciate, you know, what you gentlemen are doing. I really do. And as you know, Elder, sometimes, you know, we go off the hook, you know. when I host the show right now is because you know how we get down there, General Ramel and what have you on our
Tune in. But that's why each is on. Each one teach one according to their own understanding, brother. You know what I mean? And we're all here for our the upliftment of the family, the upliftment of our nation, the upliftment of our people. You know what I mean? That's what we're focused on, man. So, you know, steel sharpens steel. Like iron sharpens iron, you know, man sharpens man.
Well,
go ahead.
Each one teach one. That's good. But each one teach one, but no matter what each one teach, it has to be beneficial for everyone.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question. Okay, I'm currently down here in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and this is the first time I ever been here. And I remember Dr. Washington, our host, you know, was saying is that, you know, it's true that there are three women for each man here in Atlanta?
And guess what? Let me say this to you. Excuse me, cut you off. Most of the women in Atlanta is educated women with their own homes, businesses, or good position, you understand? How they got their bachelor's, the master's, all the degrees, but most of them are home, their own. In other words, they got their program together, but they're lacking, remember the word, they're lacking an appreciative man. Because a lot of us men, when we touch base with a woman like that, we go into this macho, egotistical thing. It ain't about that. Just be a gentleman. See, you got to put the macho and the egotistical, take that and put it in the garbage can and become a gentleman. With the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding. We have to become a gentleman. Now, a gentleman is what? Civilized, cultured, refined, highly intelligent, respectable, concerned, passionate, loving, the whole nine yards. You understand? Okay.
Graceful,
have to be
brother.
A gentleman. I beg pardon?
Yes, sir. Graceful.
You got the knowledge. We got the knowledge. You got the wisdom. You got the understanding. You even got the experience. Now, why is it so hard to be a gentleman?
Well, I don't think it's hard for the civilized brothers. I think the problem is there's not, or at least from what we can tell, there's not enough civilized brothers. That's why the sisters are going unmarried, you know, all their life. You know, they have children, but they never been married. And that's the problem that we got to correct. And we got to correct it fast because we're talking about our future as a people.
That's why knowledge, wisdom, understanding is so important.
Yes, sir.
That's the exact thing all over again. That's the pattern.
Right.
We have to get on these people that's got these platforms where they're promoting that negativity. The brothers are saying, you know, the worst about the sisters, and you got the sisters that are not presenting themselves in public in the best light. We got to continue to educate and let sisters know that we value virtuous women over the women who are, you know, loose, living that loose lifestyle.
I mean,
because they
virtual vanity, brother.
Yeah, that they think, like Melchizedek said, the sisters are going to do whatever they think the brothers want them to do. They follow the man. That's
right.
You know,
right.
Like the messenger said, wherever you see a no good woman is because of a no good man. So sisters aren't the way they are because that's what they want to be, is because that's what we are putting out there that we value. Like, you know, and, you know, we got to get that under control. You know, I don't know if we're going to have to start going after the rappers and cracking some heads or whatever we got to do. But we got to get it right. You know, we got to get it right.
See, y'all haven't been keeping my interviews because the ones that's responsible is them rappers. Now, here's what I did on interviews. I did two of them 2 weeks ago. I did two back-to-back. Okay, and I'm all over. All you gotta do is type in Melchizedek Jabbar's Allah
and all of the interviews comes
out.
Oh,
no, I watched but let me tell you, done with Baba TV.
Right, let me tell you, I get down in Raptors. I make it plain. Now, listen to me carefully. This is to the world. I'm on these Raptors now. I said 95% of the Raptors are alcoholics, drug addicts,
right.
Homosexuals. They sold their soul and they hold for 30 pieces of gold a bunch of Illuminati faggots.
Yes,
that's
sir. And then to emphasize that,
the rappers,
yes, sir.
Those rappers is responsible for a lot of that garbage that's taking place. You understand?
Exactly.
Because the young generation was on their way to getting education, become professional doctors, lawyers, all different professional positions and so forth. But the rappers came in with their gangster rap, you understand, because their slave master paid them $2 to do what? To detour them with all that disrespecting black people, disrespecting the black woman and all that. They paid them to start promoting that gangster rap foolishness. You understand what I'm trying to say? You understand what I'm trying to say? So it was the rappers. Now, anytime you're having lectures or whatever, and I'm really coming down on rappers. And this is all over YouTube. You go into all my interviews. I'm really walking on the rappers because they're responsible for that. And I said, and these rappers. To let you know how much they have a dislike and a hatred for their own people, all the money, the millions of dollars that they're making, they don't even go back in their own community and do something constructive for the people that they came up with and got the money out of. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, each rapper
should go in your community and put up educational centers and recreational centers, affordable houses, the same economical program that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad did in Chicago. Do that in the community that you came out of with the money you got from that community.
And whatever got the money.
Yeah, and whatever school that your children go to, you go to that school and furnish and supply them children, them students, with all the uniforms and whatever they need to further a positive, decent education. Right.
And if I may interject, Elder, okay, it's because I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and this is why, you know, when I host the show, you know, on Tuesday nights, you know, Shabaka's Black Experience, and Brother Ramel will tell you, that's why I always crumb bum on Hollywood, you know, and the language is explicit.
Right.
And the reason why I have to do is because as soon as one of those clowns call up, man, with that stuff right there, man, oh, we crumb bum on them. You know what I'm saying? Check out the archives on them, you know, and this is why I always say what I do and I always send my regards in my certain way, you know, to those movie executives, elders, because I've seen that crap, you know what I'm saying, and they thinking it's cool.
I hear you.
Always thinking it's boss. Oh, thinking it's all that, and then these daggone fools, man, they don't even know how to read their contracts, and then they wonder why everybody else is making money off of their creations, and they don't know nothing about their royalties, because what they're going to do, they're going to fly you out there to Los Angeles, take you up there to the Century City Towers where they got all their lawyers at. You see what I'm saying? And then what they're going to do is put them she-devils on you, and then those narcotics, and all that Tinseltown nonsense and garbage and yes, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I can attest to that for a fact, is because there was a family member of mine, and I'm not going to say who this family member was, that took his family out there to Los Angeles, and the man was a very, very great artist, you know what I'm saying? And his talents got exploited and taken away from him. Yes, it was a family member of mine. I'm going to leave it at that. So, yeah, Elder, I definitely approve of that message, and I definitely appreciate our host tonight. You know what I'm saying? He's in control. I'm just here on the sidelines, man, to make sure they don't kill our algorithms like they always do, and Brother Ramel would tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you invite
me on your show. I'll repeat it on your show.
Oh yes, sir. Please, I'll repeat
that on your show. It's all over you. You go to the interview. I'll repeat that because it's actual fact. And I told them, and I said, the rappers, you're a bunch of punks. You let your slave master strip your woman naked in front of you and dangle her in front of the world, and you sitting there laughing and grinning like a typical slave plantation Negro on a plantation. Oh, I get on the rappers now.
Blaze and Days and Lean and Sheen upside their dome, man. Get on their helmets. You know what I'm saying? For real.
So the question is the situation better off with these rappers getting the big contracts and having the money, or is it worse? Because like
worse.
You said,
oh,
they
it's
get
worse.
The money.
It's worse.
Because the money goes to the conscious rappers.
Rappers aren't getting paid that much.
No.
You know, they still got conscious rappers out there. Yeah, they're not recognized. People aren't endorsing them. Go ahead, brother.
The conscious rappers is not even recognized. They're not getting no promotion. It's the garbage can rappers, the filthy ones, the lowlifes.
Yes, sir.
The ones that's recognized.
So what is it in our people that makes that music and that lifestyle so attractive? Is it because of the mental death that our people is still under while we,
repel. Anything that's God and A like righteousness, they don't want. They repel that. They find that repulsive. That was unalike and unlike righteousness, they want that. That's what they find attractive. That's what they attract to. Go ahead.
No, hold up. Nobody's challenging it. Nobody's bringing it to it, the reality of the attention. You should see the comments I get.
I agree.
You got to bring it to reality. It's the rappers that's destroying you. You understand? It's the rappers that dangling you, have your woman in front of your face stripped naked. The rappers are nothing but a bunch of Illuminati faggots. You have to bring that to their reality.
Sir.
And once you let them know that the rappers are nothing but a bunch of alcoholics, drug addicts, homosexual, sold their soul and they hold for 30 pieces of gold. Illuminati faggots.
What you're saying is that we need to have a campaign that attacks the devil's ideas and the devil's society and anything that the devil preaches. We need to be firm on attacking anything dealing with devilishment. That's what you're saying, Mercedes? Because that's what I'm gathering.
Right.
So that needs to be our main focus.
Truth is falsehood, as long as you let truth be known. Truth.
So we gotta be on our posts. We gotta stand on our square, and we gotta attack this devil head on. That's what you're saying. Attack his ideas, attack his concepts, attack his wording, his language. Because I know one thing. Because in the lessons they talk about, we took them from them everything except their language, and made them walk every step of the way. So you know, dealing with the walking them through the Arabian desert, right? So my thing is, you know, we take the best part from what we can get from society, but all that other garbage, what they talking, you know, we need to really attack those ideas and those concepts. That's what I'm gathering from what you're saying, Matilda. Go ahead, Matilda.
Right. Yes. When you bring, you see, the lost found, the 85s, they idolize the rappers because they don't see the reality of it. Once you show them the reality that they're idolized, the rapper singing the song, you understand, he's nothing but an alcoholic and a drug addict, okay? He's a homosexual.
Right.
He's a faggot.
Yeah.
Wow. He's selling his soul and his whole, he's an Illuminati faggot. So you got to bring, brings that to their attention. You understand, they're just going with the rhythm of the music. But when you bring them to their attention of the artist, of behavior, you understand, who's rapping, let them know that's a homo. That's a drug addict.
Exactly.
That's an artist. That's
now,
a faggot.
Should we be placing the blame squarely on our artists, or what about these big Jewish record company execs, the ones who actually give the contracts to these rappers and who have the platform
to put that music out there, because as you know, none of our people has that kind of distribution sophistication to get the music all over the world the way it's being put out there.
If I may interject, out of all my years of living in Los Angeles, California, right? Okay, and if you're ever out there, I'm telling our listeners, I'm letting our host know, the elder already knows, General Ramel always knows, anytime that you go out there to Los Angeles, and when you pass those movie sets, right, it's because they got to get a film permit from the city of Los Angeles. And when you pass those movie sets, oh, well, hey, brother, you know, you can come up here, man, you know, and get some exposure, man, you know, to do this walk on in there. Your first question should be, how much am I getting paid? When he tells you, well, we can't pay you, we can give you some exposure, then what you would do is tell them, hey, man, look, check this out. Get that garbage up out my face. Okay, it's because Hollywood has stolen a whole lot of our black talent, and this is why I appreciate the heavyweight champion of the world back in 1975 when one of his opponents had played in a picture called Mandingo, where he is standing up there on the auction block, and his cave woman comes up there and grabs this man by his private parts, and the heavyweight champion has said, no, there is no way in hell that you're going to sit up there and have me playing in some garbage like this for what? A few dollars, because you can best believe that $100,000 that they're giving you, they're making $10 million. Then when they put the she devil on you, you see, to divert you, you see, and then the money that you're making, you're generating 10 times of it. Then a Universal Music Group comes out there and steals all your talents and gets all the rights to your talents, and they got the damn audacity to sit up there and tell our people, oh, well, this is progress. You know what I'm saying? This is why they're showing you here. Media, the white man with the black woman, and this is why they're showing you the black man with another man being two faggots. Yes, Elder McChesnick, I endorse and approve the message and the knowledge, sir, that you have just dropped down.
You're right.
He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing.
So why else? Why do Muhammad and the Muslim murder the devil? Because he knows how filthy he is in all his affairs. And when he find out about him, he will run him from among us, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Tony.
All that cave like activity started in the caves of Europe, you know.
Yeah.
All that homosexual,
nowadays,
all that freakism,
so nowadays,
all that don't
So
it all
nowadays,
came from the caves
they,
of Europe.
Yes.
Tony,
yes,
sir. Tony.
Yeah, the black man here in America, we're all in their social circles now, and we find it out how filthy they are, but our people are still embracing it.
But you have the knowledge and the keys to attack it.
Yes, sir.
That's what we need to do. We got the platforms. We got the knowledge. Go ahead.
And all these leaders out here, okay. I tell you, one dude out there, a Christian preacher, the one out there in Philadelphia, Geno Jennings, you should see the lecture he's doing on them homos. Oh, he walks on them homos, on all them preachers. Geno Jennings, Philadelphia. Check him out. He gets busy He walks on them. Even Farrakhan was walking on them homos. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to attack it, brother. If you don't say nothing get done.
Yeah. So we gotta speak and, up, people.
And it's time. It's time now because the young generation is full of it. That's why they're out there killing most of them. A lot of them homos are getting destroyed by them young brothers in the street.
Right.
They don't make it known, but it's happening. Robbing them, beating them in the head, taking their money, taking their bicycles, their scooters, and all that is taking place here in New York. Yeah.
Wow.
See, once you speak on something that's right for the people, it goes in the universe and it starts catching on and it starts taking place.
Tony.
What
we're
speaking about is in the atmosphere.
Yes,
Tony.
Sir. So that's what we have to keep doing,
Elder. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, my apologies to our host. Yeah, go ahead, Doctor.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm just saying that's what we have to do. We've got our order. That's what we have to do. Bottom
Johnny,
line.
Johnny, you know, all this reminds me of the 39th degree in 140, which says, tell us, would you hope to live to see the gods take the devil into hell in the very near future? Answer, yes, I fast and pray, Allah, that I might live to see thereafter when Allah comes in its own good time and takes the devil off our planet. You know,
yeah,
it's all about taking that devil's dream. Go ahead.
The other guys get me to say something. What do you get me to say, God?
No,
the other guy.
Me?
Okay. So the one from California.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Shabaka.
Yes, Elder. Yeah, okay, because I was saying is like I said, I've witnessed that there, Elder, because in my teenage years, man, I think I was about 16, 17 years old, and my mother said, well, you got to go out there and you got to go find you some work, right? So therefore, man, I took this job, man, that was up in Hollywood, which is a section of the city of Los Angeles, right?
Yeah,
so therefore,
right.
Man, you know, I had to get there real early in the morning, like at 5 a.m., so quite naturally, of course, you know, this is just before sunrise. Right. So I'm walking down the street, man, you know, and then this homo, and I didn't know it then, you know, I didn't have the knowledge then because I was only 15 as opposed to what I am now, 60 plus, right? He's walking down the street, man, because I have to walk a mile to go to the job. And he's trying to engage me in all kind of conversation. Then this dude asked me, well, man, what sign are you? And I'm like, and now I'm knowing that this ain't right because men don't ask men what sign are you, you know, and as the elder has so well labeled it down, and as our host did, you know, the opposites attract, and hey, man, you got the same plumbing as I do, so I think it's kind of like inappropriate for you to ask me such questions, man. So why don't you go on there, man, and take you a walk, and better yet, go cross the street.
Right.
Go on and get away from me, you know, on that. And the thing is about Hollywood is that it is Tinseltown, and we'll put up there that illusion, just like a duck hunter goes out there with his duck quacker that goes, whoa, to lure the duck out, right, so he can shoot him, you know what I mean, because he's duck hunting.
Right.
Same mentality with these faggots. And I will say on this platform the word faggot. You say, now,
mind,
Elder, you know, not getting off track here, not deviating
no,
away,
right.
you know,
no,
from
I agree,
our host.
I agree with you.
Okay,
no,
and
you,
not
right.
deviating, okay, from the platform of our host tonight, okay,
is
that in
the
Bay
devil.
Area, or start calling it the gay area, if you are in the city of San Francisco, and if you call one of them F-boys a faggot, you are facing 30 days in a San Francisco County jail.
It's almost like that here in Denver, Colorado. I'm serious.
Wow.
If you say it's almost. I told that this town, it, where I'm at, I mean, the interracial stuff along with the homosexual stuff, you wouldn't believe it. Like if you say
it's Babylon, brother.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's absolutely Babylon.
Yeah.
It's becoming like that. It's becoming like that.
Well,
you can't say.
Well, America is Sodom and Gomorrah now. America is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Indeed. That's
it's going to get struck down.
Los Angeles, Elder.
America as a government. Is going to get struck down. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad predicted that. You know, that destruction was near. You know what I mean? Just like any other empire, any other country that, you know, was in its prime, it will fall. And it's going to fall victim to its own nonsense and to its own negativity, like a cancer from the inside out.
Yeah, well,
indeed.
It's falling right
cancer.
Now as we speak. It's falling
right
now as we speak, brother. It's falling
and let it fall. Bring it to its knees.
Yeah.
Put it on its back. You know what I'm saying? So
it is like Minister Malcolm X said, whatever makes the white man sad makes me glad. Whatever makes me glad makes the white man sad.
Long
live Brother Malcolm.
Yes, sir. And then and then too, Elder, as you had described to us a few weeks back, you know, on the show, is that you were in the '60s, and through the 70s, and I'd asked you, you know, what did I come up in, and you broke it down, and that has given me a much very, very clear perspective. And then as far as the women is concerned, I'm a man who had lost everything that he had and starting all over again. And then I had a significant other of mine who passed away 16 years ago, and there's not a day that does not go by I do not think of her. And this is why, you know, when I make the transition, I hope you brothers will keep this platform going on. It's because, to quote one of our queen mothers who stated, I cannot go before the ancestors holding my head held high, not knowing I did not do my best to relate to the generations after me of the hell, the nonsense, the lies, the deceit that is coming out of Tinseltown that's interfering, you know, with the development and natural growth of our young black boys into young men. And the same thing, you know, with our women. They want to sit up here and glorify being prostitutes and porno tramps, as I call them. I'm making some money. Hey, we all play dominoes. Hey, we all know there's seven of everything from blank to six, and all money ain't good money. And that cesspool called Los Angeles, California shows us that every day. But then you get these brain-dead, ass-scratching, chicken-pecking Negroes who figure, oh, man, this is progress. And, man, ain't being straight countermanded. And you're being straight countermanded, as the elder said, in your existence as a man. So the brief time that I got down here in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, I am going to try to get to Morehouse. I am going to try to interact with some of the women right here, because we have been letting it be known that we do have Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced along with Frontline Black News of our platforms, you know. So we've been very, very receptive of what we're getting on the feedback, and we definitely hope that they choose in. Now, Shabaka flies off at the hook sometimes. I understand, you know, and I'm not out here trying to offend nobody and what have you, and I'm not trying to insult nobody, but ain't no man ever gonna come up and tell me he is a woman, and General Ramel knows how I feel about that. and as we say on Frontline Black News, here's $100 bill, although I ain't got no $100 bills. And then also too, we are going to be asking for donations for this platform in the very, very near future. Elder and Doctor, is that we'll go on StreamYard, you know, with Frontline Black News, and I'll show up $100 bill to say to any of you trans dudes, if you could prove your last menstrual bona fide cycle, you see what I'm saying? Not your sisters, not your girl cousins and what have you. Your menstrual cycle, I will give you this $100, but when you cannot, then you break bread to this platform for about $1,000. And quite naturally, of course, we know it's not going to happen. Because as the elder said, and he's putting them on the spot, these is a bunch of homosexuals, a bunch of you know what. You know what I'm saying? And he's calling them out on it, and I'm backing the elder up on that. You know?
The only way you get results, you have to expose the situation.
Yes, sir.
You have to expose it. Once it's exposed, then everybody see it. You understand?
Right.
I'll repeat it on your show. No, I ain't got no problem with that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you on that there, Elder. Elder. And then also, too, you know, on the next show, you know, I did mention to our producer, the one and only Chay Nkrumah, to emphasize what we do to ourselves is because we have to focus on the damage that we do to ourselves, and we do know the cause of it. And with us being knowledgeable and as era of information and technology, we know the cause of it, and we got to quit killing each other. We got got to quit calling our women the B word. And then as the elder says, even the bed wenches, in my opinion, I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts on, as that she would leave that cave beast, you know, to get back with a righteous black man. But however, what righteous black man is going to want up there and get with a bed wench? And excuse the expression, you know, and that there's the best way I know how to put it. Because, you know, each time that I see one of our goddesses with one of these straight heads, man, that ain't no sense in me lying, man. I want to go up there and strangle him. I want to do all kind of horrible things to him. I want to lynch him. I want to castrate him. Like the heavyweight champion said in 1974, no, 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 we are not brothers. Brothers don't go out there and lynch brothers and cut off his privates and put it off in his mouth. That's not racism. That's psychotic.
Mm, right.
And we're supposed to forgive him for that.
Right. And sometimes we
still put his brother Ramel. And as you know, and then I'm going to say this here, then I'm going to shut up and you know, let our host carry on. And as you put it up there, Brother Ramel, so well. You know what I'm saying? How can you forgive that?
You can't.
I mean, to me, in my opinion, it's an act wrong within itself to forgive such barbarism. But like you said, Babylon. Them Romans, as Professor George James said, why isn't it that you ain't never heard of these dudes, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle up in Greece before they went to Kemet?
But they plagiarized the science.
Right. Thank you,
Go
sir.
Ahead, Brother Osborne. Yes, sir.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I you know, I love the brother's passion. Because, you know, it's intelligent to act with emotion when you're talking about something like that. Like sometimes, you know, they think that as followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we're just appealing to our people's emotions. But it's actually an act of intelligence to be angry when you see your woman with your enemy.
True.
And the day day is coming when we will go to war behind that, because that's what men do. You know,
We're already going to war. The war already began.
But it's going to escalate.
Yeah, but hold up.
Go ahead, brother.
Sometimes when you see a black woman with a white man, sometimes because she was abused by a black man.
That is true, because I know sisters like that. You know, a lot of them have been abused by black men, and therefore they don't go for the brothers. So we got to deal with that too. So any black man would abuse a sister, we got to have a law in place where we deal with those brothers.
And look at this, what you call the hoe or the prostitute, something, when they turn around, they make the best queens.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, they
absolutely.
Yes, they do. And
remember the diamond that's deep in the mud, when it's cleaned up, it sparkles and sparkles more bright than the diamond that wasn't in the mud.
And that's what we want everybody out there listening to this program to understand. You know, Master Farah Muhammad is our savior. He didn't come to condemn any of us for whatever madness you may be caught up in right now. There is a solution. That's why, you know, this program is about the solutions offered by God to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to get our people out of that condition, you know, because we don't want to see any of our people harmed or, you know, in a permanent state of mental death. So,
the messenger said, the black woman of America is the most beautiful black woman in the world.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And to prove your point on that day, Elder.
Y'all bear witness to that.
And down here in the ATL, man, of what I'm seeing right down here, it is breathtaking. You know what I'm saying? Just that elegance, just that lovely coloring, just that shape, you know what I mean? And then when you look at the history of our women, and we did do a show on that, if I'm correct on that there, General Romero, correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, when you're starting to get old like me, you know, I'm getting a little forgetful. And
you still young.
How old are you, God?
62.
Oh, you're just a baby. You got a whole life in front of you.
Then when you look at them eyes, when you look at them froze, when you look at them, and I don't mean no disrespect, I'm not dead yet, but when you look at that wiggle, man, and it's just saying boom, 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 you know what I mean? and then they just come up there and say, well, you shouldn't be looking at that woman like that. And then I would say, well, then you must be one of them F-boys out of Greece, because what I'm supposed to do, look at you like that? You straight got me twisted.
We got the best woman in the world. That's why the whole world want our woman.
Indeed, because she is a real woman.
And then there's a place up there on Hollywood Boulevard near Vine Street. There used to be a place called Fredericks of Hollywood where they got all the fake implants, and you see all the cave women going down there trying to get the attributes of the black woman. But yet, though, the black woman sits up there and hates herself when she ought to be bringing them fros back. Bring them cornrows back. Put that RBG bees off in that hair. Have that elegance. Wear them dashikis, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But then, not to force, gentlemen, you do know that when we make such statements, what do we hear from the opposite? Well, you know, guy, you guys are black racists. And I tell them, like, hey, man, check this out. You have a nice day, and you go on about your business. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
You know, is what you do. And then ask them this. Why was it, as the heavyweight champion said, that the white woman would go tell the black man, well, if you don't do it to me, I'm going to tell the slave master that you raped me. So the brother, damned if he does, damned if he don't. Look at the motion picture man Dingo that Ken Norton played in. Right. And I remember the heavyweight champion on the talk show crumb bumming on him for playing in that garbage.
True. That's
why? For some money? Why? Because you want to be out there with Hollywood with a bunch of homosexuals and dope fiends?
Let's look at Little Richard.
Let's look at the great talent of Little Richard. He just transitioned recently, and when I say recently, within the last 6 months to a year. You know, I saw the dude over there by USC, which sits in the heart of South Central L.A., and he was talking about the book that he was writing about Elvis Presley as not the king of rock and roll. It was himself, Chuck Berry, and I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Elder, Bo Diddley.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But Chuck Berry and Little Richie was large. Chuck Berry and Little Richie.
Yeah, and then here comes this white boy up out of Graceland, Tennessee, and they're going to call him the king of rock and roll. And then, turning back the hands of time, you know, not getting off topic, you know, to our host there, Doctor. But Ali had a fight in San Diego, and he was given a robe by Elvis Presley. And then, of course, we know about that fight, Elder McChesnick, of where the heavyweight champion received a broken jaw. You know what I mean? Everybody was saying that this was the end, you know, of perhaps one of our greatest icons in our history and perhaps one of the greatest icons in the boxing ring itself. But he came back. He healed up, you know what I'm saying? And one of his classic lines that goes through my mind is because, you know, the job I'm doing, it is demanding. My schedule is sporadic, so this is why I appreciate the brothers, you know, stepping up and I'm still making it happen. Hey, you think you got it bad? Imagine fighting 10 rounds with a broken jaw.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, we got about, we got about going on 5 minutes before it's time to wrap up the show. So if anybody want to offer a closing statement for our audience, now is the time to do it. We're getting close to
that time. I'll go first. Okay, I'll go first, and then I'm going to ease on out. Hey, this is a great show. This is a great platform. I appreciate you, Doctor, for being the host tonight. I definitely appreciate General Ramel and definitely appreciate the Elder Machesnik, you know, for coming in. All right, that's my closing comment.
Peace to the Most High Priest. Hey. Peace to the God and I was born. This is Ramel and Sandin. Peace. Go ahead, Machesnik.
Okay. And I say, hey, love each other, respect each other, and stay together.
Yes, sir. We still got about 5 minutes, so it ain't time yet. But it's been a very enlightening show, I must say. Every time we get a chance to have the Honorable Melchizedek, Supreme Shabazz Allah on, and of course Ramel Understanding. And Shabaka for letting us use this platform to host God vs. the Devil, the series. And when we say God, we are talking about the Asiatic black man. And when we say devil, we're talking about the Caucasian white man, so that we're clear and we're not getting spooky and thinking about some mystery God. The black man is God. The white man is the devil. And if you put another O in God, you get good. And if you take the D off of devil, you get evil. So good versus evil. Like Melchizedek said, we got to make up our mind to just do the right thing, because we are righteous by nature. And we have the best teachers that have ever been given to any people on this earth. I sincerely believe that with all my heart.
Yes. You
hear the brother talk about Ali when he was under the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's never been any sports figure like him in history, not just
in
America, in history. There's never been a man like him. There's never been a man like the minister Malcolm X, who came from prison. We were talking about the sisters in the streets. He was a brother in the streets. He got the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he was a giant and is still a giant, remembered for the work he did with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we love you, all of our black people. That's the reason why we're on here. And the work that Melchizedek has been doing, putting the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad online, and he could tell you his website where you can find it. Don't take it lightly, because these teachers have changed my life. I know they've changed Ramel's life, Melchizedek, everybody who's got these teachers and practice them, you know, they're better off for it. So
yeah, that's true.
Yes, sir.
You know, we just want you to know that we got solutions, and it's not hopeless, you know, with the homosexual stuff and the stuff that the rappers are promoting. Our situation is not hopeless. You know, the Savior said that we were the chosen of God. When you read about the chosen people in the scriptures, he said that was us, and the historians and all the scholars have to bear witness that that's right and exact, because we're the only people who fit those scriptures to the letter. And mathematics is all right and exact, and that's what we're dealing with. And again, it's God versus the Devil, the series. We appreciate your time. And I think I'm going to take us out of here with Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So stay on and listen as I play this. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our youth.